How you doing? Welcome to another chapter of Comments from the Peanut Gallery. We are continuing on our way to the Galilee Gathering. And guess what? If you had started from Jerusalem, it would take, to get there, 60 miles walking, okay? 60 miles walking, and that's a long ways. 60 miles, and if it was through stuff like this, that'd be, but I don't think they had snow like this then. Not there. If you were coming from, the runner got to you, the runners got to you, whoever told you, okay, now grab your go bag, and Jesus is waiting for us at Galilee. We're gonna go. He's raised from the dead, and we're gonna go hear him. He's got stuff to say to us. If you're coming from Masada, you know, Herod's winter palace, the fortress, Masada, you can go to Israel now and see Masada. Beautiful place, fantastic. Take the tram up to the top. It was a fortress on a mountain. Actually, the mountain was like level with the sea, but the Galilee, okay, the Sea of Galilee is 800 feet below sea level, basically. The Dead Sea is about a quarter of a mile below sea level. Masada, the top of Masada, is almost equal in height to the level of the, you know, sea level. Kind of weird that way. Dead Sea, a quarter mile below sea level. Anyhow, if you were coming from there, it would take you a good 3 days of walking to get to the Galilee Gathering meeting, where Jesus is going to speak to you after he's been raised from the dead. He's waiting there to talk to you. And you got your go bag and you're on your way. So I am quite convinced, the way things are written and the way John explains it in the Gospel of John, that the meeting itself was within 4 days, probably three, of the resurrection. And that it continued on for about 4 days. And that's basing it off of what John has recorded in his gospel, even though he didn't show up there, okay? He didn't show up there. The 11 didn't show up there. They didn't go. John explains that in the Gospel of John. He explains how that happened. But if you're coming from Masada, 3 days walking. If you're coming from Jerusalem, it's just 60 miles, but it's a chore to get 30 miles a day. But that's doable. And of the amount of people that went, somewheres that showed up there, somewheres in the neighborhood of 2,000 people or more. The way Paul explains it and the way he records it, about 2,000 or more people that showed up, 2,000 or in excess of 2,000, that showed up at that Galilee gathering. And then Luke presents, as we go forward, that they, as they left that meeting, about 8 days, 9 days after the meeting, within 10 days of the resurrection, heading back to Jerusalem, that they came with Jesus up to Jerusalem, where he showed himself alive to them with many infallible proofs for 40 days. So this, if you made it to that meeting, this wasn't, let's go and go home. Would have taken probably 2 days to get there. The meeting continued for about 4 days, and then back to Jerusalem, where you would have had face-to-face encounters with Jesus, along with the rest of the people. It was ongoing for 40 days. And then from the time of his, ascension to the day of Pentecost, which is another adventure and a half, that was the most it could have been was 7 days. That was the very most it could possibly be. Anyhow, we will continue on with this journey to Galilee. And enjoy the journey.